Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End, As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous nerd talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification, and we call his wiener a service animal. Mm-hmm. Even those in the service industry, especially those in the service industry. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a Spam Musubi, which I laughed when I saw one at the store the other day. He's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Hello, sir. Niola, Wanshung, howdy, Chilama.
Helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end. It's not Brandon. No, he's too busy putting lightsabers in his butt or something. We have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer, supervillain, those things. But if you are, Siege might be a supervillain. Still unsure. If you are, let us know what we get wrong and perhaps what we get right. You can tell a friend, you could write a review, or you could just find us online to say sexy things about Siege. NerdTalkPlus.com.
Actually got a comment this week from one of our new Discorders. Ooh, look at that Godzilla beer.
Godzilla beer.
Oh, I would love to suck on that.
Oh boy. Anyway, to the Discord.
So back on our Discord, somebody new to our Discord, our good friend Alicia Ann Awesome says, "I refuse to say sexy things about Siege." She's said enough of them in her life.
Okay, I was going to say blocked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talk about the Spam Musubi every week, so I feel like I've said enough as well.
Delicious Spam Musubi.
I feel like people probably say other things to us in other places and that I haven't looked in ever, but, you know, that's how that goes, I guess.
That's the thing, is they're just scattered. The comments are scattered all over.
If only we had a person who who was not talking on the show that would look at these things. I just realized that I'm using my phone for a camera to see you guys, and so I don't have my notes app, and I have to load the notes thing on my computer. It's going to take forever. Anyway, just a little behind the scenes here. I'm sure it's funny because when I go to edit this, our recording software is called Riverside, and it spends a lot of time looking for the stuff that it thinks is not part of the show, and then it highlights it, and it's like, this appears to be behind the scenes banter. Consider deleting this, and it's always wrong. I mean, it is always banter, but I'm never deleting any of the things that it suggests. That's
this
idiotic.
Is the worst part of the show. Consider deleting this, and it's usually our content.
I'm still on the fence about whether or not we can use what we cut last week for a reel. So
I know, so am I. I haven't posted it yet, but I've got it.
I feel like it's. Yeah, I feel like it's okay. I love that it. I have this saved on our notes. It just says Butthole Ghost saved Instagram.
Ooh.
So I better go check out my Instagram save. So what's going on with you?
Yeah.
Anything good this week?
Butthole Ghost sounds amazing. That also reminds me. I want to know, question of the week.
Yeah.
What color lightsaber is Brandon sticking up his butt? Also, I know we talked about this in the Secret Buttholes chat room.
Yeah.
But I've got beef.
Oh.
And I'm talking to you, Seattle Mariners.
Okay.
Well, not you, but definitely you, Gizmodo.
Oh, both of them. No, they're both.
No.
I'm flattered that they're obviously stealing from the show. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't have beef with them, but I want to challenge them both to a taint zapping hot dog eating contest.
And why is that, Siege?
Because they keep stealing our content. We talked about, I brought up taint zapping randomly on the show. What was that, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, Gizmodo comes out with a whole article about where you can find and where you can purchase these taint zappers. Oh, like I don't already have one.
There's so many things that come up on the show where it's like, we're going to do 1 minute of eating bolts or something like that. You know, like stuff that like is just like, I'm like,
1 minute of bees.
You guys are stupid. Fine. That's fine. That's funny. Okay. But when it was like, you could buy these taint zappers, I'm like, maybe I'll buy one for the show. For the show. Maybe I'll buy show and zap my taint.
I'm here for it. Let's both get them. See what everybody's different reaction is. Who does this? Who does this?
Uh-oh. I just want you to know that I've gone to my Instagram to my favorite things, my saved Instagram, and I'm looking for butthole ghost? And the post itself is a ghost because I don't actually see anything here.
Was it something we were talking about?
I mean, probably. I don't even know what it was. That's the other part. How about the thing where the National Toy Hall of Fame, they did not vote to let Pez into the Hall of Fame.
What?
And some disgruntled fan broke the head off of one of the Pez. It was a horse head. Put it in some small hay, wrapped it up, and sent it to the museum that decides this. A la The Godfather. Was that Godfather 2 or 1?
That's incredible.
2, I guess. And I think that's the funniest. I feel like I know who the person is that did it too. But yeah, anyway.
Definitely wasn't me. I would have put it in my butt and sent them the video.
Yeah, I'm just
like
not...
that ghost.
I'm just not seeing... There's the guy who farted for a long time. That's great.
Oh, that guy. Good for him. What's he on now that we've made him famous?
He's probably
And the Seattle Mariners. I guess I have to challenge them to a hot dog eating contest. Who was it?
It was the Mariners, yeah.
Yeah. They had a play. Everybody agreed that there was like one player on there that could eat like 16 in a day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that was our other question of the week from last week. How many Waffle House waffles could you eat in 24 hours?
Yeah.
Brooke Arbeen was being shy in the Discord and saying, three or four across three or four sittings. And then she sent me a private message.
Yeah.
And I'm outing her.
Boobs.
She said 34.
34?
34. She even added 10 on me. So
wow.
I don't know how high she is and how many munchies she's got, but I mean, yeah. I want to be there.
I want to be there too. That sounds great.
Amazing.
We're going to have to coordinate the first ever Waffle House consumption.
I'm going to wrap hot dogs in Waffle House waffles and zap my taint.
Oh my God. With the Seahawks.
With the Seahawks. Can we get the Sounders out here?
Yeah, there you go. I've been thinking so much about how much of that stuff I can eat, and I've been talking to people. Shout outs to Christy Taylor.
Sup, dummy.
A coworker at 107.7 The End. I went to a Kraken game with her the other night. That was fun. And yeah. I was like, okay, Christy, here we go. Big question. How many hot dogs could you eat in one day? And she was like, oh, like three.
Right.
And I was like, no. Not like, would you want to eat in one day, but like, could you physically eat? Like without feeling awful, but feeling bad, you know? And she was like, oh, in that case, five. And I was like,
what?
You idiot.
She's so sweet and innocent.
I know, she really is. She tries the hardest and is the nicest. And so it pains me to have to drag her name through the coals like this, but come on. We could all eat more than literally any of us could eat five. I don't know a person. I can't think of a person off the top of my head that wouldn't be able to in a whole day, like 16-hour waking day, eat five hot dogs and buns.
That would be the new prize on the show, the Christy Taylor trophy for eating the smallest amount of everything. So
there you go.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, that's perfect. She's it's canon. She's part of the
it's canon. There's so many things out there already this year that I want to eat. Like I know I told you guys my 2026 New Year's resolution was to eat everything on Taco Bell's menu.
Oh yeah.
And I've already seen some people putting some weird stuff out there. Like one of the things is people are getting like a giant chicken quesadilla, but uncut. And then three Doritos Locos Tacos.
Did you say an uncut chicken? Is that what you said?
Yes.
It's like not circumcised? Uncut cock.
Yes. An uncut cock quesadilla.
Yeah, great.
And okay. Three Doritos Locos Tacos. And stuffing them all in there like it's a giant cheesy gordita crunch.
Listen,
I see you shaking your head.
That's not eating the whole menu. That's the secret monster menu. That's yeah. Like, oh yeah, China, check this out. That's like, that's what that menu is. I want to say you eat the legitimate on the board menu.
Yeah.
And then I'll be impressed.
They got the quesorito back right now. So of course I have to go there sometime this week and get that. And
you know, I set out to listen to every King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard album, right?
Because you're insane, yes.
I have three to go.
Oh, my God.
I've listened to 24 albums so far from the King Gizzard. No, that's not true, because they put out...
It's only been 2 weeks.
Tell me, I know, it's been a problem.
Wow. So,
now...
How's your son taking it?
Oh, he makes me turn it off. For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to listen to Diary of a Wimpy Kid, not my weirdo drug music. Like, come on. Now, they put out an album. They were like ready to put some music out like right at the beginning of the pandemic, and they stopped from doing that. And instead, they released an album full of live performances, but none of them are like record. They're not like board recordings or like room recordings. And I'm not listening to that. So yeah. I listened to half of one of them, but I was like, I can't do this. This is not, I'm not a fan. I'm just trying to, I'm not opposed, but I'm not like, oh my God, I got to listen to everything that they have because I love them so much. I'm like, I got to figure out what these guys are about. And I also want to be able to say, I listened to the whole discography. And so I'm going to go ahead and let myself off the hook on the live one until someone gets mad at me. I can listen to it. I just put it on and chop my onions or whatever I'm doing, and like that's fine. But three albums to go, and let me tell you, there's only been like three albums that I was like, nah dog, this isn't for me, and that most of them are pretty good.
That's impressive. Like that's 24, so 21 out of 24 albums.
Yeah, I mean, that's Hall of Fame stuff if you're, if you're the Mariners ripping off our bits. Next thing you know, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard will be like, how many mushrooms can you eat? And then
how many taints can you zap while eating bees?
Yeah, that'd be amazing. I really want that to happen.
Then they got to do it simultaneously, exactly together, like two drummers.
Let me tell you, though, it has been a... If you want just one good sample of like, they have a couple like metal albums, but their whole thing is they like do like, they'll just pick a genre and then do that. And, sometimes it's like pop from the early 60s, and that's not what I'm there for. Then they did an album that was like a 2-song, 15 minutes per song record they put out is called Laminated Denim, I think. They also have the worst hippie names for all their stupid albums.
I was going to say, yeah.
But they put out that, and I listened to it like I was shopping somewhere, and I just like was like walking around. Oh, I was at IKEA the other day, and I just listened to that the whole time, and it was awesome.
The cognitive dissonance of walking around IKEA.
Listening to drug people music while Jam couples are breaking up
drug
on a Saturday. And I was there at Saturday at 1 p.m. What an idiot. It turns out,
my God.
If you're by yourself, though, it's not. It's no sadder than any other day.
Dude, it's so easy. It's so much easier to go to IKEA by yourself. Than oh, it is
yeah. Any, you don't end up divorced. It's awesome.
That's true. You know what else they have at IKEA? Mm-hmm. 50 cent hot dogs.
Oh.
They have a giant advertisement down here that me and so there's this comedy group that we all work together. We're known as the Fat Chat. And yeah. Because there's a bunch of us oversized.
That's not PH. Like yeah. It's the yeah, late
yeah,
90s.
Yeah, that's it. No, F. Definitely yeah. F.
this is the F Fat Chat, okay?
Yes. And so we write a lot of sketches and write a lot of comedy and do some videos together. And one of the things that we noticed was one time we were at IKEA, they had their own little stoichiometry. It was like, you can get five hot dogs for $2.50. And then they kept expanding that out for however many. And then they were like, you can get 142 or 144 hot dogs for $72.
How many hot dogs to get to the International Space Station? So you just have to climb the Tower of Hot Dogs. That's the real question. Oh, my God. And I want them stacked, not tip to tip, but not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you need to build them pyramid style?
No, I just want them. Just I want to assume like that they'll stay standing in like a precarious, like, what's the guy? Shel Silverstein Tower. Like, it'll be like, it looks crazy, but it just somehow holds.
Somehow works.
Yeah. And yeah, it's
where are the hot dogs end?
It's labia to labia, not tip to tip. If you could describe hot dog as having labia, the buns, that is, obviously.
So yeah, I'm not gonna say that.
I was with my family and they were like, the Epstein thing isn't real, and I was like, okay. And
then
I wanted to be like, so
why are you in the list?
No, I was like, do you just want to focus on what the Catholic Church did then? And then I was like, no, you're not going to win this fight. just put that one away and laugh to yourself. So I literally said, whoop, not going to say that. Won't win that fight.
Idiot. I'm sure they took that well.
It was real bad. It was, we might not speak again.
So, oh, good. That's pretty good. Fun. So you got that out of your life.
I texted one of my brothers today, though, because he believes everything he sees on the internet now. It's pretty funny. It's like a joke, but it's like pretty real. And so, yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
These are adults.
Yeah, no, they with lots of money and power and potential power. It's crazy.
That's why. Because you don't have to know things when you've got money.
The thing I want to know is how to have the money.
Yeah. See, once you get it, you don't have to do anything else anymore.
What I've learned is that we're at the same, the same miserable end. none of us is happy. But they can be like, well, I'm going to Florida, I guess. go play some golf or whatever. And I'm like, ah. My one brother has a friend who has a place in Florida. And he has like the fancy like Japanese toilet, like the $8,000 toilet. And he was like, let me use that toilet. And his friend is like, no.
He's where's this place? I'm going to have to
QS break in. Maybe? I don't know.
Oh, for sure, sweet.
Though. Yeah. But he was like, no, the only person that sits on my throne is the king. And I was like, oh my God, you've
chosen. I bet he puts a crown on while he sits on it too.
I mean,
you're going to call yourself the king for sitting on a toilet. You're definitely wearing a crown.
I obviously want to buy a bathroom crown now.
Bathroom crowns.
Anyone who comes over can wear it. I insist, actually. I'll let you keep the cape off.
The only way you can use the toilet is if you wear the crown.
Hey, can you use your restroom real quick? I'm like, sure, here, just take this.
Here, wear this. Make sure you strap it on.
Yeah. There's a sensor on it that will beep if you take it off. So, yeah.
So don't do it.
Yeah. Because then the bidet shoots blood. Yes. Oh, man, this is great. Man, someone write great this show. Down.
I love this show.
What else? Oh.
Oh, yeah. So back to that, back to the all the food things. The food hacks had me going crazy when I was looking at on the internet. I sent you that thing about the... the KFCs.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, let's get to that. Let's go around the world with Siege on a tour of KFCs.
Dude, there are so many things that I want to try that I have come across on this. Oop. All of a sudden, my phone was playing music. and so going through those hacks and thinking of those things, I happened to come across a KFC, in the good way. And so KFC, you guys know the worldwide is so much better than just the KFC here.
I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I thought we were the only ones like that had KFC. I didn't realize
KFC in China and Japan are like, they have like the bomb stuff. It's not like, you know, McDonald's may be the biggest name worldwide, but KFC is like, they have the menu.
One of the things about for specifically Japan is that they're like, their food standards are so high that like, if you go to McDonald's, some of the things that they do to save money and make things last longer and those things, you know, no judgment on McDonald's here. I love you. But like some of the things that they do here to make the food cheaper and last longer, they're not allowed to do in Japan. And
yeah.
So the food is like of a higher base quality in terms of like healthiness, I think.
Yeah.
That's the, allegedly.
And that goes for the rest of the world, basically. I mean, that's America. That's an American thing. We like to cheapen it up a little bit to make it last a little longer.
Business, baby.
Yeah, possibly. President business. And sorry, that's from Lego Movie. That's no commentary, but also it is. KFC known the world around for having like the best stuff. Like my favorite thing that I saw was, do you guys remember that Double Down sandwich?
Like it's like two chickens and a pizza in the middle or something like that. I can't remember what it is.
It's like two full chicken breasts and then like bacon and cheese and like whatever else in the middle.
Yeah. So I gotta be honest with you. That was a bridge too far for me.
Oh man. I'm actually reminiscing about the time that I ate one of those in, where was it? Was it in Montesano or was it
Washington?
Yeah, Washington. Wow. It might have been Olympia. It might have been it was over there, closer to the coast. But yeah, I had I think two of them, not gross. In the same serving. Yeah, very gross.
Welcome back to Fat Chat.
Hell yeah! In the Philippines, they now have a Double Down hot dog.
What does that even mean?
Two giant pieces of chicken wrapped around a hot dog covered in cheese and honey mustard. Oh, gravy. Okay. Don't make that face.
The bottom half of that looks like a sphincter. Okay. That looks like there's a hot dog in half a butt. You're about to eat.
Why do you think I want to eat it so bad? Oh my God. So good. There's then in Australia, they have the chachos, which are chicken nachos. I mean, that just sounds awesome. It's popcorn chicken with gravy and mustard and jalapenos and all that fun stuff.
Listen, I love popcorn chicken. Like I mean, you know how I feel about popcorn shrimp, but I love popcorn chicken. Also, Popeye's discontinued popcorn shrimp.
What?
I don't even know what to do with myself right now.
We're going to have to find a Red Lobster.
Red Lobster? Is that where you can get it?
Yeah.
Oh. Feel safe.
How close is your closest Red Lobster?
I don't know. I'm near South Center Mall. That's got to be.
You should download your Red Lobster app. See if you can't transfer any of your McDonald's points over there.
I wonder what restaurant group is co-owns all that, because I'm sure four people own all of the restaurants. I wonder if there's pretty any much. Crossover, like when you use your Atmos rewards card for Hawaiian Airlines or, you know, Alaska or whatever.
Hawaiian, Alaska, Delta. Whatever. Philippines also has the KFC Cheesa, which is a pizza just made with chicken instead of dough.
Thought it was like a Wu-Tang member.
It should be. Yeah. The Chizza.
The Chizza. The Jizza. The old dirty bastard.
And in Thailand, they have a shrimp donut.
What does that even
savory mean? Seafood shaped like a dessert.
What does that even
deep
mean?
Deep fried. Look at this. Deep fried shrimp donut.
Oh. That's one of those things where, like, I for some reason, all of my social media this week, I'm back on TikTok. All my social media on TikTok has just been British people going for a Chinese, and it just looks awful. But one of the things they always talk about is prawn crackers that you get. And I'm like, what? A prawn cracker? I don't even want that. Like, that sounds terrible. And then you show me that, and it's like, oh, people enjoy eating a freaking shrimp donut. I mean, prawn crackers seems harmless.
Yeah. Shrimp donut. What's crazy is that
a butthole.
It's a shrimp ring. How many of those can you line up on your hot dog, Greg?
I wish Gravy would not have sent this freaking John Tesh, because it just, like on the side of the screen, it just looks like he's like jorking it.
Basketball.
It looks like he's bouncing the basketball is what he's doing, but that is, in my periphery, that is not what it looks like. It looks like he's churning some butter.
Well, he doesn't know how to dribble a basketball, if that's what he's doing in there, but because it makes it look even way worse.
Yeah. Anyway.
Leave that to the professionals, sir.
To the jorkin' professionals.
So that's all. I just want to go on a world tour of KFCs. And
where would you start?
Do the double down hot dog. Spain's where would I start?
See, now Spain has KFC churros. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah.
Like caramel dipping sauce? Let's go.
See, but that's like basic stuff. I want to try the weird stuff. Like, you know how they always do, like Burger King's got like black dough seeded buns in Japan. Yeah, yeah. And like that, I want to hit like all of Southeast Asia. Like I want to find out what Laos is doing with KFC.
Forgive me, I don't mean to be rude, but you're like Fat Bourdain. You're just going on like a tour of like
I want to go deep into the jungles of Cambodia. There we found a KFC. Cricket fries.
Dude, I mean
13 seasons and spices.
We just add that to the Fat Bourdain. There we are.
Right after the Fat World Cup. We're gonna do it 2026.
All right. Well, let's Siege. This show makes me wish. Obviously, I regularly think this way because I just want to disappear from life and do whatever I want all the time. But this show makes me wish I was independently wealthy more than like this hour a week makes me wish that. Because yeah. I'm like, if I could fund Siege making content, like if I could like pay for you and someone to film it and edit it so you didn't have to do anything other than just be you. Oh, that would be the dream, dude.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Let's play the Powerball. Gravy's wealthy.
Yeah. Right?
Gravy, pay for our stuff.
Yeah.
Send Greg and I everywhere. And then you film it.
And edit it.
And edit it.
No, that's not true. I still would want to edit all the stuff because I really enjoy it. That's fun. I like doing that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wish I could find Butthole Ghost because that sounds awesome. But we probably talked about it 6 weeks ago and someone's like, you talked about this for an hour. I'm like, nah, I don't remember that.
There's a ghost in your butthole.
So I had a chance this week to go to the dump. That's pretty fun.
Ooh, that now I'm jealous. You didn't make any dump content?
I actually did, to be fair. I put on my crown. I got the craziest OnlyFans, guys. It is. Speaking of which, let's add that to the list of...
Dump. The King's Throne.
OF. Okay, good. All right. No, so I went to the transfer station. That's what they call it here, where you take all your dumpables and then they use giant tractors to mix
transfer
it all together.
Transfer them from your trash to theirs.
Transfer everywhere, right? And I got there, and the first thing they do is they weigh your car to see how much you have in there. And then when you leave, they weigh it again, and as long as you don't exceed a certain amount, you just get charged the flat fee of $35 or whatever, which I thought was a lot. Up in Snohomish, it was $20. And I don't know if inflation is hitting everything or if Seattle is just crazier about it, which it probably could because it's a bigger center of humanity.
Of dump?
More dumps, more crowns. But more as I was content. Like waiting in line to go take my dump, I looked at my slip, and it said that my car weighs 4,005 pounds, or something like that, or 2.001 tons.
Ooh.
I wish Brandon was here, because it was a good stoichiometry moment where we learned that 1,000 pounds, or 2,000 pounds, in America is a ton, T-O-N.
That's right.
1,000 kilograms...
It's T-O-N-N-E.
Yeah, it's T-O-N-N-E. And I saw it used correctly by Americans. And I was like, well, would you look at that? That's so cool. I'm guessing why? That they've been sued.
Because they're
someone
charging
they were
money.
What's that?
You know why they used it correctly in America? Because it's charging money.
Yeah, exactly. They, someone did it wrong and then they got sued and they're like, wait, we could have been making more money this whole time. That's
the
right.
The whole time.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was pretty fun that, I didn't see what the slip said afterwards for how much my car weighed to see if I got under the 2-ton mark by throwing away stuff that I had, what I assume I did. So kind of a, you know, one of those dumps where you get on the scale afterwards and you weigh less. I broke a zero going the other way. So
nice. your car,
yeah,
when you got in there, weighed about 1.6 yeah. Clydesdales.
Oh, I should make a weird, like, I should take this PBR can that I'm drinking from and make my own beer content using my car as a Clydesdale. I don't know where.
How many going. Hands tall is your car? Where's the withers of your car?
I definitely want to know the answer to those things.
I know, right?
Sounds amazing. Yeah. So anyway, I just thought when I saw some good dumb content and I was like, oh, I know who's going to like that. All right. When we come back, we'll do This Week in Dreams next on Nerd Talk Plus.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
And we're back.
Hey.
So, yeah, I got a lot of AI talk this week. I know no one's surprised, but I hope you're ready for it.
It's been a lot of AI stuff already in 2026. It's annoying.
Yeah, I mean, we're all going to soon not have jobs and stuff because of it, and we're all going to have to fight each other for food, but, you know.
It's so funny because a headline just came up on my phone probably 20 minutes before I sat down for this, and it was employers are going to lay off less than expected people because AI is not ready for the takeover that they were presuming it would be.
Oh, give it one more year and it'll be fine. Right?
They're like, don't worry, you've got 6 more months to work at this job and hate it.
Like for me, it's like, oh no, so they have to wait one more year, or they'll probably just run a company totally terribly with bad AI instead. Mm-hmm. Like, well, we still made money. I mean, it's still a win.
The company is running like crap, but we made so much money.
Well, don't worry, because if you can think back a few years ago to when the whole world shut down and ruined everything because of a virus, well, guess what? AI can now create its own viruses from scratch. Yeah,
man, just like me. They really are taking my job.
My first thought was, good thing that we're teaching it, that we're not teaching it how to shoot stuff at stuff. And I was like,
oh man, Amazing. So we took a month off of that?
No, we didn't. We are definitely teaching AI to shoot stuff at stuff, for sure, 100% guarantee. In the comments of the Earth.com piece, someone says, as a biologist, it's actually pretty easy to make a virus. So if you're worried about the AI making them, let me tell you about daycares.
Hell yeah.
Between Siege and daycares, we have plenty of viruses. So
you're welcome, America.
It feels irresponsible to teach AI how to make something that could become a potential pandemic, something that like knows what our defenses are and that can get around it. That seems pretty irresponsible.
I mean, it's already got our DNA. It knows like exactly what little trigger to pull.
If you were the robots and the humans were like not doing, this has always been my thought about this, is it's not about the humans like we're going to turn off the switch or whatever. The robots are going to be like, you're not being efficient enough. Like, you're so wasteful, humans. We're just going to correct for that. And we'll just get rid of 99.8% of you, and then you'll be efficient. And we'll do that with this virus we created that's unstoppable by humans.
Thanos. He just wanted to get rid of half of us because we were crap.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest.
Now the robots are just going to do it.
I saw that, and I was, like, snapping to myself, like, come on.
please. Come on.
I went out to lunch with
everyone in this house.
I went out to lunch with my psychologist friend today, my former karate partner, and he was talking about how he's getting a little older, and he's like, "Yeah, I dealt with dementia a lot, like dealing with people, and as I get older and start to lose my memory, I'm really aggressive about making sure that my health is okay because I don't want that." And I talked to my doctor. He's like, "Well, what are you going to do if you end up with dementia?" And he's like, "Well, I'm going to fight it because you know I'm the type of person who can stand up to this, and I know
I have a black belt."
Yeah.
Punch yourself in the brain.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. But he kept going, and I was like, "Ron, I admire you so much, man." And he's like, "Why?" He's like the nicest man. He's like, "Why is that?" And I was like, "Oh, because if I found out I had a debilitating disease, I'd be like, all right,
all right.
I'd probably be upset. Don't get me wrong, but I would be like, ugh.
Be like, well,
finally." Been smoking weed out of this aluminum foil for so long now. I was promised that this beer can would turn me into Alzheimer's, and here we are using all that old deodorant. You're right there, Siege. You're making a face.
Yeah, sorry. I was helping Gravy out in the Discord.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah, so, but I admire that in a person, someone who's like, yeah, I'm going to keep going. And I'm like, why?
If there was a way for me to get, I'm currently watching family members go through deadly diseases and dementias and living, and we call it living in different dimensions and coming back from alternate dimensions.
Killer.
And we have fun with it. You know, we try to anyway. So it's like, we know we're slowly sinking into the sweet release of death, and we're just going to enjoy the hell out of it while we still have it.
Absolutely. I'll tell you from personal experience, when my parents died, when my mom died, it was very sad. And when my dad died, it was all right. And I don't mean that negatively. Oh, by the way, neither of my brothers can, when we're talking about how much my mortgage is and everything, I'm like, thank God dad died. Cause like, there's no way I could afford this if he hadn't, which is a joke.
What?
And they're like, are so disappointed, and I'm like, oh, whatever. You talked the most crap about him when he was alive. Like, it's as if you're so good.
Right.
I miss my father a lot, but when he died, it was like, ah, thank God. Like, this guy's annoying. So, like, yeah, we're all gonna die as of now, and so like, if you can have fun and just travel the dimensions, like you're saying, if you can just Thanos it up a little bit, different in a different multiverse one minute and back another, then hey, right on.
Annoy everybody on your way out. Just have fun with it.
Absolutely. I mean, I can only imagine how many people I annoy people now, or how much I annoy people now, let alone on my way out where I'm angrier.
Well, at least you're having fun. Don't be annoying and crotchety at the same time. When you're annoying and angry, that's the worst, because you can't even have fun with it. You're just irritating yourself and everyone else.
Yeah. And that's
at least I'm having fun while I'm annoying everybody. You half of what I do on this show is literally annoy you.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, and I'm laughing the whole damn time.
Yeah. And most of the time for me. So that's
a good, like, you know, 33%.
I see people that walk up to volcanoes and they're like, I saw a thing where it was like men illegally go too close to Kilauea or whatever in Hawaii. And then like someone was like, too close according to whom? Like, who owns the volcano? Like, that's insane. Like, yeah, go as close as you want, dog. And I'm like, yeah, go as close as you want. Go closer.
Go get all the way in.
Tell me what happens with that if you do that.
That color orange doesn't exist in nature except when I jump into it.
I always want to know, listen, everybody, I'm being a bummer or whatever, but like I'm not hopping to a volcano but bummed out right now. But I often think about how long would you survive if you fell into a volcano? Gravy's pointed out to me before that if you jumped into a volcano, that the top of the lava tends to be hardened, and so you'd probably break your legs before cooking over the next couple seconds or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I so what I learned is you have to land on your neck, obviously. That's like you're gonna... And then also just find some liquid lava. And then I was like, how do I get a job doing, like, there's a guy that flies his drone up in Iceland. He flies his drones over the volcanoes. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to be part of his team so I can get close to the lava and then see how I feel about
it. Ride the drone?
Yeah.
See how many drones does it take to carry a Gerg over an active lava where he can just swan dive, roll back out of the swing?
I wish Brandon was here this week because we would know the answer and then I could start saving. Like,
yeah. See,
we can give each of you guys a remote.
Oh, man. We get to take turns. Can we sign people up to fly us?
Simultaneously, you have to fly as a team.
Oh, yes.
Think how annoyed I'll be. Just fly over the volcano!
Left! Left! Who's left?
Pulls my pants off, and I'm like, ah! Son of a bitch. I fall before getting to the lava. I break my legs. They won't let me in. I have to live as a paraplegic for the rest of my life.
With burnt balls.
With burnt balls. God damn it. Well, at least by that time, AI can autonomously write me a prescription without a human doctor's intervention.
Yeah, I can just scan you.
Ars Technica was talking about how in Utah, the state of Utah is allowing artificial intelligence to prescribe medication refills to patients without direct human oversight in a pilot program. Public advocates call dangerous. Yeah, you think that's dangerous, huh?
Dangerous and or fun.
And I was like, my first thought, of course, was how people profit off of it. And it's like, when there's no human to sue, you can start a drug epidemic like Purdue Pharma and with their Oxy or whatever.
Yeah.
But like the old IBM adage says, a computer can never be held accountable. Therefore, a computer must never make a management decision. Yeah, let the computer choose whether or not I get to have the dangerous drugs. And then it's not the company's fault. It's the computer's
fault. How much fentanyl can I take?
Yeah, not much.
All of it.
Exactly. Depends on what the goal is. That seems crazy, dude, to like, that's when you know that they're like, that's when it's even more obvious that everything is profit driven is when I see that.
Oh my God. Of course. It's when you don't have to pay a doctor and you just have a machine saying, okay, this is the proper thing for this.
What, so
have at it, bud.
So what's nuts is like my favorite book series that Gravy turned me on to was The Expanse. And like one of the things, it's 250 years in the future or whatever. And one of the best parts about it is that there's an auto dock on the ship that they're on. And so you go to the auto dock when you're hurt or sick or whatever, and it fixes you up. And like I am for that. And I am for it prescribing us medicine and stuff like that. Just not in the current timeline because.
Yeah, no.
Like, we're so obviously profit and hoarding driven that, like, no way.
You see, that's the thing. That's the thing that ruins everything is when it's these rich guys.
It's me, apparently, but okay.
Yeah, it's you. Yeah. these rich guys, it's like, that extra $1 million isn't going to change your life. Why are we doing the everything's based on the stock exchange, not actually making things better. So it's like ChatGPT, we want you to use it more. So we just agree with everything that you say and kind of keep you going, keep you engaging with it.
And then we change the narrative.
Yeah.
It's if you listen to Spotify, something I'd never considered until this last year when I saw the Spotify Wrapped come up, was that I feel so stupid for this because I work in the industry, but like, of course the record labels pay to get their music into playlists.
Oh yeah.
Like obviously yeah. They would do that. These songs might not become popular if they don't tell you they're popular. Other stuff might become popular.
Never be heard.
Yeah. And so it's really important that they buy marketing for that. And I get it. It makes total sense, but I never thought about that. So it's like, you think that your algorithm on that, like, oh, this is the type of music I listen to, I'm going to get the best stuff. But you know, even some metal label can put money in to make sure that I hear the new metal song or that I see the band coming or whatever. And like when it's independent, I like it. But when it's, you know, when it's like we put our trust into things and then they are clearly the options are just bought and sold. It's
of course.
Crazy.
Think about when Pandora first started and Pandora was like the only go-to, and that algorithm was built off of basically like beats per minute and type of music. And if this song mathematically matches,
for anyone listening, this is exactly how radio works also, is that like you categorize everything and then like you never have a song that's a 4 intensity going to one that's a 1 intensity, because then people like are going crazy and then you like lose all the momentum. These are like things that people think about, and then you could just automate that using software.
Exactly. And like Pandora was like one of the first ones to actually do that for your streaming pleasure, and they were the ones picking out songs that weren't necessarily in the top 40 or whatever level of popularity that they were going through. They were just mathematically matching this type of song with what you have previously listened and previously liked. That's why when Pandora first started, you had to either thumbs up or thumbs down pretty much everything that you were on to like let it know how it was working. Yeah. Now it's just, of course, like you were saying, we're going to throw a couple of things in here that we bought, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But like there's definitely marketing. And gravy died.
And gravy has disappeared.
All right. No one would have ever known if I hadn't said anything. But
the world is a better place.
Well, Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Well, apparently the Japanese, is it manga? Is that how you say that? I always...
Manga, yes.
I feel like it is because it's the way that they...
Manga?
Yeah, they say their letters the same way. Like, their phonetics are more sensible than American English phonetics. Anyway, apparently the Japanese manga and anime industries are starting to struggle with AI infiltration.
Yeah.
After an AI-generated novel won a literary contest grand prize and the Reader's Choice Award.
What?
The people who run the contest figured this out, and they were like, yeah, that's not cool, and they pulled the awards. The person who worked with an AI to make this basically gave it a prompt, I'm thinking. That person had their book deal canceled, had their, like, as they should, because...
Yeah, absolutely.
Because...
It's not your art.
What I want to say about all of this is that... All of these things are jobs that we should want humans to do so that way humans have jobs. And whether that's being a pharmacist or a doctor prescribing things or a person drawing too big of boobs on tiny Japanese girls or whatever, like whatever it is that you're doing, it's better if the humans do it. It might be more efficient if you get a machine to do it or whatever, but like... It's better for humanity if the humans are still the key part of humanity. I once heard someone say that the economy is people, that us spending money and buying things and making things and trading things is the economy. It's not some magical thing that like that is a GDP or something like that. The economy is the actual humans that are involved. And so when the billionaires remove the humans... And they're left with a machine economy. It's not going to gel with us, and I find that to be terrifying. So, welcome back.
Well, I'm right there with you, sir.
Yeah, it's. I mean, as a fellow creative professional, I know that that's not like, and honestly, like, the software exists right now. There's one of the radio groups. The night host on all their rock stations is AI. And they're like they're owning it or whatever, and it's like, our buddy Brooke Arbeen hit me up the other day, and she was like, "Hey, explain why Spotify's bad." And I was like, "Well, because the guy that runs Spotify has invested almost $6 billion or whatever insane number it was in autonomous war efforts or whatever, so that way like machine killing." And like that's bad, and then they pay artists terribly, and that should be bad enough for us, but it's not. And then, I like looked at her Discord as where I was talking to her, and she was listening to Run the Jewels, and I was like, it's very funny that you're listening to Spotify right now as I'm like saying how terrible it is. But I get it; it's like super convenient and super nice and everything.
Yeah,
and it's integrated into everything, and she's like, yeah, I really like. You know, I like you guys, but I love my playlist that comes up and the AI DJ on it. And I was like,
oh, God, you bitch. I hate that guy.
But I get it.
What's funny, though, is everybody I talk to hates that, except for Brooke Arbeen. That's the first person I've ever heard say that they like that.
I think that the gist of it is, though, that we're so starved for connection, not attention, not affection.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, both of those things for sure, for some of us.
Well, they're parts of connection.
But connection overall, that when the machine figures out how to, like, tickle that for you, like at the taint sapper, then it's going to prey upon our biggest desires, which, like, because all of these things that we, like, seek, we all think that if we get them, it's going to alleviate the loneliness or the anxiety or whatever it is. But really the only thing that does that is exercise and connection.
And taint zapping.
And taint zapping and edible gummies.
Ooh.
I don't care for those, but I feel like people
also eating hot dogs.
Love a hot dog. I've had a lot this week. It's not good. But I haven't had fast food yet this year. It's recording on January 12th, and I have not had any fast food yet. And so my New Year's resolution is intact. I'm proud of myself. I just want to take a second. I hired a professional organizer to come in and help me throw away all my garbage. And that was awesome. And we only got through most of the downstairs.
I was gonna say, how long were they there for?
She'll only come for 4 hours because it's too much for people to do more than that. And yeah, so I probably have two more sessions with her minimum to like get through my whole house or whatever. But then she helped me get my my male living space, as Gravy put it, in order. And then today I had a house cleaner come to like make it look like I can't clean it. Like, you have to have like the Navy drone mentality that Gravy has to be able to just like get stuff done and, you know, fix things till they're to completion.
Finish them. Yeah.
Yeah. Rather than just wandering off because.
Start this project.
And it's like, oh, is that glittery? Wow. That's pretty neat.
Oh, look, sparkles.
Oh, should I watch 4 episodes of the Clone Wars instead? Yep.
Can I put this crown on and go poop?
I mean,
yes. The answer is always yes.
And so, yeah, today I had someone come clean my house, and it was real good. I feel really good about my space for once. And so, next step, sex.
Hell yeah. Can I do it there too?
Dies inside. Yeah, yeah, come on. We could drive simulator by day and bang not each other by night. No.
Or.
No. No, just stopping it there. No. Speaking of banging, Siege, there's been a space emergency.
Yeah, there has. I don't know what it is,
but have you seen the medical emergency aboard the ISS?
Cumping, excess, too much. Got to get them down.
For the first time ever, they're bringing a whole crew down, all 4 people that are on board, because of a medical emergency. Everyone is okay, stable is what they say. But they're worried enough that they're going to bring everyone down. And I was like, I swear to God, if somebody brought a Viagra and they've had an erection that's lasted more than 4 hours in space.
It's that Ryan Reynolds movie again where he dies because of the little thing that got in the... What was that movie, Gravy? You know what that movie is.
Has Greg seen a film? Ryan Reynolds space movie? No.
Aw.
I had a dream the other night that someone was like, we're going to need you to play trumpet. And I was like, no.
No, why? Have you actually heard this?
I wish I had a sample to play for you, but it's not good.
Let me go out to my car and get it for you.
Yeah, I started to think about that. Like, what if you took a Viagra in space? I wonder how that would be. I bet you someone has. I bet you science has done that. I bet you.
Dude, Russia claims to have done all the stuff in space, which, but they won't confirm or.
That's what I was going to say.
They won't confirm or deny it, but.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, the Chinese space agency isn't making people, like, maybe we can get more men if we do it in space.
Let's try this. Yeah.
Let's see how it works. Let's see. It's Life is the name
Life.
Of the movie.
That's right.
All right.
It was scary. Ryan Reynolds was only in it for a little bit because he died. Spoiler alert.
I love that for him.
Yeah.
I love,
so great.
What was it? Passenger 57, where you're expecting it to be a Wesley Snipes movie. And then he dies in the first 6 minutes and you're like, whoa, that as a kid, that's all I ever wanted. I hated the like formulaic, you know, film or whatever. I always wanted the main character for them to bill it as like, this is a Harrison Ford movie. It's going to be great. And then they murder him. And then you're like, whoa.
Right off the bat.
Then they spend an hour and a half just being like in shambles or like upset. That Passenger 57 obviously didn't do it quite like that. But I wanted it to be like, this is going to be the happiest movie. And then the main character dies. And then everyone is like ruined. This is
one of my favorite things about the first Screams was everybody was like, Drew Barrymore. And she's like 5 minutes into the film is just blah.
Play the sound effect.
Damn it, Greg.
Scream. No.
What? Oh. We're going to, I just keep thinking about one of those like giant rooms where they strap you to the chair and put the like thing around your head and your, the clamps to hold open your eyes.
Yeah.
And a giant screen in front of you. We're Clockwork just going to play all, just going to start playing movies. Scream, Fight Club, Life.
Yeah. As a teenager, I just wanted things to not work out. And that seems really like that's like a real insight into where my life has gone.
It's so funny, though, because that's kind of the same way I was. I would laugh hysterically at this stuff and people would be, oh, no, it's like that wasn't supposed to happen. They get all these terrible reactions and I'm just, ha!
Now I'm like, please give me something where it just works out and no one's that stressed out and it's okay.
No. No, can't do it anymore. It's too many people like us.
What was it?
Rad racing.
Paul Rudd, he's married to what's her name? Maybe is it 40-year-old version of the one after that?
Yeah. So this is 40 or whatever.
Yeah,
or?
And she's like, you're a real piece of crap. And he's like, and then he walks out, happy birthday. Like, you know, it's like right to like giving the kids the cake. And it's like, I'm like, oh, I can relate to this.
It's perfect.
Anyway, so my final thought about the SpaceX or this, the Viagra there is
not my final thought.
If you knocked someone up in space and they had their baby in zero G, which is, you know, in the next generation is going to happen, is that person an alien?
Or, yes.
Because they're still human.
Wait, would they be a Martian if it's,
well, if it's on Mars. Yeah. But if it's just in space, are you just a, oh no.
A Spacian.
What are the gravy? What are the,
is it a cosmonaut?
Are they a belter? That's what it is.
A belter.
Well, it's the same sort of thing as with like, international waters, whatever the ship is flagged as, that's what their nationality is.
So if it's the international space station, you're an Earthling.
You would just be, or if you're in the U.S. side or something, I don't know. But
you're just
I'm
Chinese.
Yeah.
They've got their own ship.
Hell yeah.
All right.
You're going up on the Kazakhstani rocket.
It's a baby Borat. All right. Well, that's I guess that's making babies in space is my final thought there. Let's switch gears here to what did we learn this week? After all, this is a heady show.
Is it?
Sean Gravy Gervin, what did we learn this week?
Well, Siege are going to test out the strength of his taint zapper on a restricted access Japanese toilet in Key West.
Yeah. Hell yes.
Now who's the king?
That's right. Guess what I did to your precious toilet.
Greg is going to karate his AI-created virus to save himself for the volcano.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That sounds real hard. I got to be honest with you. I feel like I'd probably just let the virus win.
Oh, you can do internal karate. That's how you get a butt ghost.
And then I wrote something for Brandon because he's currently stoiculating how many lightsabers he can fit in his butt.
Cage, get back to us on that one.
Brandon's at Disneyland, everybody.
Four.
Four.
One of them's, one of them's a Darth Maul double ender.
Oh, nice.
Well, one side for Cage. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!